David prayed in Psalm 41:5 as we continue our journey through Psalm 41. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. King David had plenty of enemies. David's enemies are why he wrote those words after he was anointed by Samuel. But before he finally attained the throne, David spent a very long time being hunted by King Saul, who jealously made David himself David's enemy. After David reached the throne, he was obliged to continue the war against Israel's generational enemy, the Philistines. Then there was David's son, Absalom, who staged a coup to remove his father forever from the throne. These are examples of the enemies who maliciously said of David, "When will he die and his name perish?" Now, given the opportunity, David could have provided good and faithful answers to both of those questions. When will he die? Fumed his enemies. David could have rightly answered, whenever the Lord of hosts desires it. Maybe sooner, maybe later. But not a moment before I receive from the Lord every day written for me in his book. The next question gets a one-word answer. When will his name perish? To that, David could say, never. My name shall not perish. The Lord of hosts himself promised to preserve and protect David's name and memory forever. God had chosen David according to his own good pleasure, saying to the prophet Samuel, "You shall anoint for me him whom I declare to you." Later, that same God swore his eternal oath to David. In 2 Samuel, we read, "I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. I will raise up your offspring after you, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me." My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Soon and never. David's answer could almost sound glib. So confident was he in the word and the promise of God. As David prayed to the Lord in another place, "This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life." And again, later in Psalm 119, "Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it." Psalm 18, David also declared to all who would listen, "The word of the Lord proves true." Jesus of Nazareth spoke through David in Psalm 41, saying, "My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish?" David's words in the Psalms are the words of Jesus, because all the Psalms were written about him, who is our Lord. "They bear witness," said Jesus, "about me." Like his father David, Jesus also had and still has plenty of enemies. Our Lord's most famous enemy is the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. Death is also an enemy of the Lord. It shall be destroyed on the final day, the day of judgment. Jesus further accumulated many enemies during the days of his humiliation. Men who feared his incarnation, hated his preaching, could not abide his authority, and conspired to see him die. like his father, David, before him. Our Lord could answer likewise, give good and faithful answers to the questions posed by his enemies. To their question, when will he die? Jesus could rightly answer his enemies, I shall die at exactly the right time. Not a moment before and not a moment after that time. Decreed my eternity. Decreed from eternity by my Father in heaven. You may rest assured, my enemy, that I shall indeed die. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be killed, and on the third day be raised. But you, O enemy, you shall not take my life from me. I voluntarily laid it down and voluntarily took it up again. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I received from my Father, and not from any enemy. You would have no authority over me, at least unless it had been given to you from above. Nonetheless, I shall indeed soon die. As to the question asked in Malice concerning Jesus about when his name will perish, our Lord's answer is the same as David's, never. Father, prayed Jesus, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Jesus is the name of God, and his name is glorious. The Heavenly Father glorified his own eternal, imperishable name when he placed it, that name, upon Jesus of Nazareth. The child, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, of whom the angel said, he will be called holy, the Son of God. The Heavenly Father again glorified his name when his Son, his very name incarnate, was lifted up for the sins of the world, thus drawing all people to himself. The eternal name of God was yet again glorified in the resurrection of our Lord, when God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named. My enemies say of Jesus in Malice, when will he die and his name perish? Soon and inevitably, says the Lord, and never. In the days of his humiliation, our Lord's answer to his enemies' questions were firm and unshakable. As David's answers were before him, so confident was the Christ in his Father's love. Like it or not, you have plenty of enemies. The Small Catechism names them in the third petition of the Lord's Prayer. Is there someone from confirmation I can pick on? No, I wouldn't do that. Third petition of the Lord's Prayer. The devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come. You might have accumulated other enemies for yourself, enemies that you can name personally. Whomever you additional enemies might be, they all fit squarely into that group of three. Perhaps you have never had anyone literally say to you, I wish you were dead. I wish your memory would disappear. But if you have children who are on social media, they have probably heard at least that much, if not more. In the same way that Psalm 41 speaks of David and of your Christ, it likewise speaks of you. It speaks about you because it speaks about Jesus. And because you have been eternally united with him in baptism. Because of your baptismal connection to Jesus. And because of your participation in your father David's confident faith. You can give the same confident and even glib answer to your enemies that both David and Jesus confidently gave before you. When will he or when will she die? You can answer your enemies by saying, soon enough, but not a moment too soon or a moment too late. My Lord's eyes saw my unformed substance. In his book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, we're told in Psalm 139. Like the stars are in heaven, so are my days on earth. Not one is missing. You, O enemy, can worry and fret about my death if you wish. I shall not. My Lord Jesus has promised. In Luke 12, we are told, consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do a small thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Your enemies say of you in malice, when will your name perish? Your answer, never. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven, in the book of life. You shall be delivered, said the Lord, along with everyone whose name was written before the foundation of the world, in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. You are already part of the assembly of the firstborn, who are enrolled in heaven. You shall not be forgotten, and the memory of you shall never cease. Through your baptism into Christ, the Lord of hosts has engraved you on the palms of his hands, we're told in Isaiah. Your life and your name shall always be before him, and your enemies shall be the ones who come to nothing. Amen.